my prayer too. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Yeah.
You think about just naturally, just in life and in all things, people always want to advance. They want to get better, right?
Right. Yes.
Want to make more money, want to do, you know, be in better health and every different thing like that. Why would we want that spiritually?
Yes.
We should want that even more. Thank the Lord. Lord, plant our feet on higher ground this morning. Help us, Lord. I desire your prayers this morning as we look into the Word of God, the thought that the Lord has given this morning, that it would be presented in a way that he would have it and it be for the intended purpose. And as always, we realize that when we administer the Word of God, it's not just to those in the crowd, it's also to the one standing behind the pulpit.
Yes.
So I certainly desire your prayers this morning.
Yes.
Have a thought this morning about renewing the inward man. Like to begin in the second Corinthians, the fourth chapter, verses 16 through 18, and our focus will be on the 18th verse. 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18.
Wherefore I beseech you.
That's 2 Corinthians.
For what cause we faint not,
but though our outward man perish,
yet the inward man is renewed day by day.
For our light afflictions,
which is but for a moment,
worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
While we look not at the things which are seen,
but at the things which are not seen. But at the things which are not seen.
For the things which are seen are temporal.
For the things which are seen are temporal.
But the things which are not seen are eternal.
But the things which are not seen are eternal. Again, the focus being that 16th verse, for which cause we faint not. Though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. And thinking about it, it's just so common in our world today. Even as we look at that 18th verse, it talks about looking at the things which, not looking at the things which are seen, but looking at the things which are not seen. You know, in our world, so many things are focused on what we see with our eyes. The things that we can behold, the things that maybe we can touch, the things that we can feel. And that seems to be the great focus of mankind. Oh, but there's something that's much more important. All these things that we can see, one day they're going to be gone. They're going to fade away, even our outward man.
Yeah.
All that we do, we're going to talk about some of the things that we do for our outward man to endeavor to renew it on a daily basis. And all that effort that we put forth into it,
yes.
It's going to be one day, it's just going to perish.
Right.
It's just the nature of the outward man. It's a decaying.
Yeah.
It's a process.
Yeah.
Oh, but we have an inward man.
Yes.
See, the things that are not seen. See, that's where our focus should be on.
Yes,
the
Lord.
Things that we don't see. Oh, the word renew. It means to make like new. To restore, to freshness, to regenerate, to revive, to rebuild.
Yes.
And you know, it's something that it says in that verse, the inward man is renewed day by day.
Yeah.
This is something that can be done on a daily basis. I think about just in mechanical things and just how rebuilding mechanical things, what do? They tear it all the way down, right? All the way to all the inside. I'm not very I am mechanically inclined, but I do know they rebuild transmissions, don't they? When your transmission go out on your car, they can rebuild it. And what they do is they take that thing all apart and they start working from the inside. Isn't that wonderful? That's how God works.
Yes, he does.
God works from the inside. He goes to the inward man, and he can renew us on a daily basis. I'm reminded of a verse of scripture in Psalm, chapter 51 and verse 10. It talks about, again, talking about God working from within.
Yeah.
It says, what does it say there in Psalm 51 and 10? It says, create in me a clean heart,
O God,
and renew a right spirit within me. See, he works from the inside. You know, it's wonderful that God can clean us up. He can make us clean, and then we can be renewed to stay clean. Thank the Lord. It's something that as long as we renew on a daily basis, it's just a maintenance thing. It's not something that we got to do all over again. Thank the Lord. He can make us clean and he can keep us clean with that renewing that we have on a daily basis. Are we going to talk about that verse? It says the inward man, the outward man perish, but the inward man is renewed day by day. So we understand the difference. The outward man is the natural, right? And then the inward man is the spiritual. Again, what's more important? We see the outward man all the time. All of us. Well, you know, well, how many times a day do we check on ourselves? I'm guilty too. I'm guilty just as all of us are. You know, mirror, we look in the mirror, we checking and seeing, making sure, I don't know, what are we looking for? Maybe some hair out of place, making sure we don't have something on our face, got something in our teeth. You know, it's something that we do all the time, because that's what we see.
Yes.
Do we do those same number of checkups on the inward man? Help me, Lord. That's more important.
Yes.
You know, there's so many things that we have learned just in living life that we can delay that perishing, that we can delay the decaying process.
Yes.
And you know, it's important. It's essential, really.
Yes.
It's essential for the renewal of that natural man.
Yes.
And these are things that all of us do on a daily basis. We're going to get into some of these a little bit. Maybe some of them we do better than others. Guilty. But, you know, one of the things that we do to renew the outward man, we rest every night, don't we? We lay our heads down and we go to sleep. Do you know that's an important process of renewing the outward man? It's very, very important. And they say that sleep gives your body, including your brain, time to repair itself and carry out important functions like clearing out waste and releasing hormones. Says sleep is essential for good health. And in fact, if you didn't sleep, you would die. So we need sleep in order to survive. It says that just like we need food and water, and we'll talk about those, so it's no wonder that we spend about a third of our lives asleep. It's part of renewing that outward man. Many biological processes happen during sleep, and these are just three of them that I saw as I was in looking into this. The brain stores new information and gets rid of toxic waste. Nerve cells communicate and they reorganize, which supports healthy brain function. And then the body repairs cells. It restores energy and releases molecules like hormones and proteins. And these processes are critical for our overall health. And without them, our bodies can't function properly. So all of us know that's important, right? And we realize the importance of it. So every night, what do? We lay our head down and we go to sleep. And it's a process for us to be able to renew that outward man. And if we didn't do that, you know, and now there's time, different things that happen in life. Maybe you don't get as much sleep as your body needs. Do you feel it?
Yes.
It has an effect on you, doesn't it? It can have an effect on not only just your concentration and how you think. You might be a little bit more irritable, maybe, than you would. You know, all of us are guilty of these things. But it's something, it's an important process of renewing that outward man. And all of us realize it, and it's something that we do all the time, don't we?
Yes.
Because it's important.
Yes.
That's the outward man. There are some other things that we do to this outward body. You know, it's necessary, but you know, it can also be enjoyable. We have to eat, don't we? I mean, if we don't eat, well, what's going to happen to us? So we might as well enjoy it. And you know, and some of us maybe enjoy it more than others. I'm guilty again. I enjoy it. But I understand it serves an important purpose of renewing the outward man. They say that eating a well-balanced diet provides each and every one of us with energy that we need to keep active throughout the day. And that the nutrients that we need for growth and repair and for helping us to stay strong and healthy and prevent illness, those are all things that are critical for us eating. Eating, trying to eat right. You ever heard the expression, you are what you eat? That's why they put labels on the food, right? Because we understand, right? If we don't eat the right things, what happens to us? We feel it, don't we?
Yes.
So in an effort to renew that outward man, what do? We try to eat right. We try to eat the right things that we know that's going to support our body in the best way possible. We do it quite often, don't we? I do. Probably as much as I can. There's other things we try to keep our body hydrated, don't we? Is that important? You know, they say that hydration, drinking enough water each day, is crucial for many reasons. You know, it helps regulate your body temperature, helps keep your joints lubricated, helps prevent infections, it delivers nutrients to the cells, and keeps your organs functioning properly.
Yes.
And staying hydrated will help your sleep and your cognitive abilities, and it also helps your mood. All these things are important, aren't they? They're important to that outward man, to the renewing of our outward body on a daily basis. They're very, very important. And if we don't do these things, we feel the effects of it. Felt the effects of it myself earlier this week. You know, I was saying, I can talk about myself. You know, it's if we take care of our bodies like God wants us to, most of the time we're going to be all right. But you know what? When we maybe neglect in some of those areas that we talked about, you know what God does in his love and in his mercy? He helps break it down a little bit. When we get sick, don't we? And what happens when we get sick, when we're not functioning maybe at 100%? We gotta slow down a little bit, don't we? We can't do all the things that we normally like to do. So, you know what? I was saying to my wife, I said, you know what? I would like to do that on my own.
Yes.
Without the Lord having to say, okay, brother, you've been going. Let me make you get sick now so you can slow down a little bit. Help me, Lord, to do that on my own. But God in his love and in his mercy, he does that to us sometimes, don't it? Be times maybe we're just going, and we might sit down in the evening, and next thing you know, we sleep. All these things that if we neglect to do to the outward man to renew it, we feel the effects of it. Whatever it is. You know, when you feel thirsty, it's too late. Your body's already dehydrated, right? So, again, the things that we do that we know we should do to renew that outward man. And as I mentioned, all these things are so critically important. You know, and even there are studies that say that I was looking at something and it talked about the peak age for all these different things. There's a peak age that we have in our body in terms of our strength. There's a peak age for brain power and memorization. And they're not all the same. These are not all the same. There's a peak age for our intelligence. And you know what? No matter what we do to these bodies, to try to renew them daily, just in the nature of what our bodies are, physically and mentally, we eventually get tired.
Yeah.
And that body is going to perish.
Yeah.
It's going to decay. You know, athletes in an effort to try to preserve their bodies, to try to extend their careers, they do things to their bodies that some of us would think is just crazy. You know, there's something that's called, and it's kind of, even in the word, in the name of it, it sounds like already something like, no, I don't think that's something I want to do. It's called it's a cryo chamber. You know what athletes do? There used to be, as man has advanced in technology, they used to put, what do you do when you hurt something? You put ice on it, right? So they would have ice baths. But now they have these things called cryo chambers, and it's a special treatment where athletes spend 2 to 3 minutes in this chamber. And you know what the temperature of this chamber is? What do you think is something? What's cold? You know, when we put ice, we maybe bump ourselves or sprain something. We put ice. How cold is ice? That's at least less than 32, right? In order to be ice. Is ice cold? You know, when you put the ice on something, there's an initial shock to your body. But if you leave it on there long enough, you kind of adjust to it, don't you?
Yes.
And you're able to tolerate it. So if, let's just say, if it was 0 degrees, that would be pretty cold, wouldn't it? You know what this chamber is? It's negative 250 degrees. And they have to wear protective gloves, socks, and shoes so their fingers and toes are safe. And this is what they're willing to do to try to preserve that outward man. You know, you could say, I'm not willing to do that. Again, no matter what we do, it's going to perish one day. It's decaying. In all of our efforts to try to maintain it, it's going to decay.
Yes.
But there's something that is a far greater and a bigger concern.
Yes.
See that inward man.
Lord, help us.
See, the inward man is something that's not going to decay. This is something that can, it's going to last forever.
Yes.
And it's something that we can grow on a daily basis. And you know, I'm going to tell you something that you already know. That you're in a fight for that inward man.
Yes.
Each and every one of us are in a fight on a daily basis for that inward man.
Yes.
Y'all know the scripture. 1 Peter 5 and 8. What does it say? It talks us about an adversary that we have.
Yes.
We're encouraged to be sober.
Yes.
To be vigilant. Because we have an adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. So it's no surprise to us that each and every one of us on a daily basis, we have to fight for that inward man.
Yes.
And we have to renew it daily.
Yes.
How do you, when you know that you have a battle coming, don't you prepare for it?
Yes.
Right? There's things that you do to if you know it, it's, you've heard it said this way about life and serving God. You either in a trial, coming out of a trial, or are you about to go into another one? Right? So it's no surprise.
Right?
Right? So I know I want to maintain, I want to renew that inward man. So I need to be doing something all the time to renew the inward man.
Yeah.
Because I know that there's a battle coming.
Yeah.
I think about things that people have done in a natural sense to prepare for something that was anticipated that was going to come. Mm-hmm. I remember it was about over 20 years ago. Remember Y2K? Yes. Right? There was so much uncertainty in the world. We don't know what's going to happen. There were people that were stocking up on different things because we didn't know if all the computers going to shut down and people were pulling money out of the bank and just all kind of things, right? In preparation for something that they was expecting to come.
Yes.
And we do the same thing with other things, don't we? You know, there's a storm coming. There might be some hail. What do they tell you to do? Put your cars in the garage or put them under a shelf, right? Do you just take it lightly and say, oh, it'll be all right? There's a tornado coming. Oh, I'll just stand out. I'll be out in the yard in a lawn chair. Just, you know. No! But what do? You go inside. If you have a place where you can shelter, that's what you do, right? You prepare. You know it's coming. What can I do to prepare for it? We have an inward man that we're in a daily fight. There's a battle coming. If you're not in one now, there's one around the corner. What are we doing to renew that inward man? Something that we can do on a daily basis. You know, it's not just a matter of getting ready. It's staying ready. And that's what we, when we renew that inner man day by day, we're maintaining. We're maintaining on a daily basis. Going back to that scripture, you know, this scripture is wonderful.
Yes,
don't the outward man perish. The inward man is renewed day by day.
Yes.
One is decaying,
yes,
and one has a limitless potential for spiritual growth.
Yes. Praise God.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes. 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 Amen.
The Amplified says, though we do not become discouraged, utterly spiritless, exhausted, and wearied out through fear, though our outward man is progressively decaying and wasting away, yet our inner self is being progressively renewed day after day. after day. That's the privilege that we have in renewing that inward man on a daily basis. There's a limitless potential for growth. Again, it goes back to that verse that talks about what we see and what we don't see. I can't see the inward man, but yet that's the one that needs the most attention. Because it can be renewed day by day. And even though all the efforts that I put into the outward man is going to decay and perish eventually. The inward man, our soul, the writer said, which cannot be felt or seen by others, is renewed, is revived, and receives a daily increase of light and life from God, so that we may grow more holy, more happy, and more meet for glory every day. Again, that preparation and preserving and renewing that inward man that's going to last forever.
Yes.
One progressively decaying the natural, while the other can have limitless growth, the spiritual. Our spiritual success is dependent on renewing that inward man. You know, one of the things that we do to renew that inward man, we come to service. That's good. But you know what? It's going to take more than that.
Yes.
It's going to take just more than just coming to church to renew the inward man. So I have to take this. It's something that I have to make a deliberate effort, right? I have to make a deliberate effort to renew the inward man.
Yes.
Through prayer. Through reading and listening to God's word. And you know, when we think about all what that, you know, that's a lot of work. I don't like to read. It's too... All the things that we do for this outward man. I mean, I've always been a night owl. And if my body could make it without sleep, I probably would do it. But you know what? I have to sleep. Do you do things that you maybe don't want to do for the benefit of your body?
Yes.
We do it all the time.
Yes.
I mean, I maybe there's some, it's probably not me, that there's a time where I say, you know, I don't really want to eat. Maybe if I overdid it, well, you know, then maybe I'll say I don't. But you know, some people, they're not always hungry. But they say, you know, if I don't eat something, I'm going to feel it later.
Yes.
Again, maybe it's something they don't want to do, but it's necessary for the renewing of that outward man.
Yeah.
I don't feel water. It just tastes so bland. It's just, you need it.
True.
Your body needs it. And if you don't drink enough of it, you're going to feel it. This is for the outward man. We're talking about the inward man now. There's so much. You know, when I was growing up, they used to record the messages and things on cassette tapes. So you either had to have a cassette tape player, or you had to have a cassette player in your car. And you know what happened? You listened to it over and over and over again, and after a while, the cassette would break. And I remember one message that I used to listen to over and over again, and it broke, and I tried to tape it back together. All the things that we have out there, digital, right? They record the services, and there's on websites, and you pull it up on your phone in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
So many opportunities to renew the inward man.
Amen.
How many times a day do we eat? At least 3, usually, right? And if you're doing what you should do by praying for your food, you have some more opportunity to renew the inward man.
Yeah.
Add a little extra sentence, a couple sentences to your prayer while you're blessing your food.
Yes.
Take time to renew the inward man.
Yes.
Lord, bless this food and bless me today.
Yes.
I need some more grace and strength.
Yes.
Bless me. Lord, I don't know what I'm going to have to deal with the rest of this day.
Yes.
But Lord, would you bless me?
Yes.
Lord, would you give me a song to meditate on?
Yes.
Give me a scripture to think about.
Yes.
Just a few moments that we can help renew that inward man.
Yes.
When we open our eyes, what should be the first thing that we want to do? Thank you, Lord. You know, I know sometimes life, you know, figure out some kind of way to renew the inward man.
Yes.
Have a time when you can get alone with God.
Yes.
Everybody's different, but take some time to renew that inward man. Just to thank you, Lord, for another day.
Yes.
Lord, give me some strength for this day.
Yes.
Keep my heart and mind stayed on thee.
Yes, Lord.
All of these things, they kind of link together. We have opportunities that we do all the time for the outward man.
Yes.
We sprinkle in the inward man in there, which is so much more important. You know, sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes we have to be reminded, I'm not exempt. You know, when you lay your head down and go to sleep, sometimes you're just so weary, you just want to crawl in the bed. Happens to me too. I'm not exempt. Help me, Lord, to stop, to get on my knees and pray.
Yes.
Renew that inward man.
Yes.
You don't know what kind of, you know, the enemy can try to attack you while you sleep. I felt something last night. I don't know if I was dreaming or something, but just felt like I was being attacked, like something was being restricted. And it was just like the Lord just came in and just in a moment just took it away.
Amen. Amen.
But you know, that's why it's so important. Renew that inward man.
Yes.
I know it again. Maybe you can't hardly keep it. Even if you have to fall asleep on your knees, God sees the effort.
Yes.
I want to renew my inward man.
Yes.
What did Jesus do? What did he do to prepare? He knew something was coming. We're talking about the Son of God. Even he had to pray, didn't he? When he was in the garden, he didn't just pray. He prayed again. Luke 22:39-44. You know the story, but I'm just going to remind us this morning. He was there with his disciples. They were out in the Mount of Olives there in Luke 22:39. It says he came out and went. And as he went to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and he knelt down and he prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him, And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. This is the Son of God. He had to be renewed. How can we be exempt?
Amen. Lord, help us.
What is going to happen to us spiritually if we're not constantly renewing the inner man? I'll give you a hint. What do you think would happen to your body if you stopped eating, you stopped sleeping, and you stopped drinking water? You will die. So if I don't constantly renew my inward man spiritually, I will die.
Yes, Lord.
It's as simple as that. It's vitally important. Help me, Lord, to do it every opportunity that I have.
Yes.
To renew that inward man on a daily basis. There's a verse in Romans, a very familiar text of scripture. It talks about there in Romans, the 12th chapter and the 2nd verse. Romans 12 and 2. What does it say?
And be not conformed to this world.
Be not conformed to this world.
But
be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
That ye may prove what is that good.
That ye may prove what is that good.
And acceptable.
And perfect will of God. Be not conformed to this world. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind through God's word and God's truth that we're so privileged to be, to we hear all the time. If we come to service on Sunday, we get it in Sunday school, don't we?
Yes.
They're talking about it this morning about how we just, on a daily basis, this is what we're talking about this morning.
Yes.
Renewing the inward man on a daily basis.
Yes.
On a daily basis throughout the day. That's how we can maintain.
Yes.
But being renewed in our minds through God's word and through his spirit to prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. The writer said, dying to sin more and more and living to righteousness more and more. And it's the carrying on of this renewing work. That's that renewing. Dying to sin and living to righteousness.
Yes, Lord.
I'm reminded of a song that we sing, and it has to do with renewing that inward man. The title of the song is Alone with God. That's the secret to renewing the inward man. It's having some time alone with God.
Yes.
The verses of that song, the writer says, when 490, yes, when storms of life are round me beating, when rough the path that I have trod, within my closet doors retreating, I love to be alone with God. Storms of life will happen.
Yes.
It's guaranteed.
Yes.
It's going to happen. Doesn't matter who we are, we're going to face storms of life. If we're not facing some storms today, be prepared. They're coming.
Yes.
So when the storms of life come, have a place to go where you can get alone with God. In this particular instance, the writer had a little closet. In the closet doors, when the storms of life come around, they overwhelm. The writer said, I'm going to go in my prayer closet. I'm going to go in my prayer closet. I'm going to close the doors, and I'm going to get alone with God. And I'm going to get some strength from on high. Just like Jesus did in the garden. He was praying, and the angel ministered to him and gave him strength to pray some more. He got alone with God to renew the inward man. What though the clouds have gathered around me? What though I've passed beneath the rod? God's perfect will there lies before me when I am thus alone with God. When the clouds are gathered all around, rather than me being overwhelmed, what's going to happen? Lord, you allow these clouds to come. I surrender myself to your will. Give me what I need, Lord, to be able to make it through till you see fit and break those clouds wide open. But I got to get alone with God in order to get to a place like that where I can say, Lord, you sent the clouds. You have a purpose in it for me. Help me, Lord, to get that purpose. Tis there. When I get alone with God, that's where I find new strength for duty. As ere the sands of time I plod, I see the King in all his beauty while resting there alone with God. New strength for my duty. You know, my duty is not just me staying saved. God wants more than that, saints. That's right. It's more than that, just me holding on to what I can with tight as I can. If I can just stay saved, God has more than that for us. He has some other responsibilities for us. All of us have a field. Yeah. Be a light to those around you. When you get alone with God, then you can renew that inward man. And then your light will just shine out automatically. And he'll give opportunity to you.
Yes.
Find new strength for duty. I just need to keep my eyes on God.
Yes.
Just stay connected to him. Keep renewing that inward man. Because when I see that moment nearing, when I shall sleep beneath the sod, when time for me is disappearing, when this outward man is just decaying away, I see the signs. I can be alone with God forever. Forever, I can be alone with him. You know, we see it. I see it. I mean, I don't consider myself an old man, but I have aches and pains in areas that I didn't used to have. So that lets me know this old body is decaying. Oh, but let me continually on a daily basis renew that inward man. He said, alone with God, the world forbidden. Alone with God, oh blessed retreat. Alone with God. And in him hidden, to hold with him communion sweet. You think about a retreat. That's where you go to relax and kind of be refreshed and revived. You talking about a retreat, getting alone with God and having communion with God, having strength poured down from all. Now that's a special place.
Yes.
That's a blessed retreat that the songwriter is talking about. Getting alone with God. That communion with him. That dialogue with him. Lord, you know what I need. I need some more grace and strength. Lord, you know what I need. Would you give it to me, Lord?
Yes.
In renewing that inward man, the outward man perish, but the inward man is renewed day by day. It's my desire by the help of the Lord that I take advantage of every opportunity to renew that inward man.
Yes, Lord.
Renew it on a daily basis throughout the day. Give it more attention than I give this outward body. I desire your prayers. I appreciate your time and your attention.